Okay. If we were all sitting down together and we really wanted to make a lot of money, what would we do? We'd come up with a bioweapon like this that has an almost infinite, I'm using the term loosely, number of ways of killing people. They're anti-life tentacles that work their way through the system and the physiology and the lifestyle of so many people, and they destroy them. And what would we do? We'd make them sick. And so I think as a given, the medical establishment wouldn't know how to handle this. They wouldn't know how to treat it. How many times have you heard us read stories about people who have had a couple of dozen tests and the doctors, they don't know what's wrong? Well, what you'd do is you'd make it so people would, out of fear, go get these tests and go broke. So you'd poison them, take all their money in their rush to try to find some way to get well, and then laugh when they're buried. This is so diabolically evil. I just, honest to God, don't think I could adequately explain it. It's awful. Everywhere I look is this trickery, this deceit. And I could extrapolate from that and go right to the actual bioweapon itself. We know, and you know, if you've been listening, how many different mechanisms have been built into this death shot to make damn sure if 1, 2, 3, or 4 doesn't get you, 5 through 10 will. And it kind of depends on, I guess, which one's first and foremost, because you're going to get nailed. And now we know that shedding is absolutely a catastrophe for people who are forced to work around the vaxxed. People are dying now. Unvaxxed people are dying. They're manifesting the same kind of vax injury profiles as the vaxxed. It's sick. Awful. The unvaxxed are now being collected and dealt with. And it's up to you to try to minimize that. You can. Maybe some can't because of work and all that. But you've got to try and think smarter than some of this madness, at least. Hello, young lady. You're so quiet sitting there.
I am listening in rapt attention.
With your little hot fudge sundae or whatever it is?
No.
I used to like hot fudge sundae. I haven't had a hot fudge sundae in a long time.
No, they're good if you can get a real one.
It's a big if, too. You pick up an ice cream container and read the ingredients and you put it back. It used to have, 4 or 5 ingredients? You can find a lot more now. A lot more. It's all disgusting. So what are we hearing? I made several calls to my local pharmacy today to check in with them and seeing how their scheduling is going. I called 4 or 5 times. I couldn't get an answer. So they are overwhelmed.
Really?
So these reports of very few people taking the shots, I think, are not accurate. I think a lot of people are. Not as many as in the past. That's a granted issue. But I would agree
with you. I think they are, too. And I am seeing this, for the last week or so, an uptick in the number of 911 calls that I would guess pertain to people having issues after these shots. Seizures. Trouble breathing. That's a constant one. I haven't heard so many falls as I had been hearing. And then there's just the nondescript ones of, medical event.
Right. What do they call it?
But they're
medical
frequent.
Emergency
they're running all day long now.
Really? No, not surprised. Not surprised
no.
at all. We are, again, getting lots of reports from the unvaxxed who are being shed upon and who are beginning to manifest severe and certainly serious, if not severe, injury profiles that the vaxxed have. So we know the danger is there. We've been saying it for almost 3 years now, but it's kind of becoming unavoidable. You can't miss it.
Well, there are still people out there that, they're unvaxxed and they don't understand that these vaccines do shed.
And honestly, they wouldn't want to hear it. especially if they're having to work around their vax opposites and so forth. They don't want that to be on the table, but it is.
Oh, it is, and people are now being confronted with having to make a choice. It's not an easy fix. By the time you're symptomatic, whether you're having dizziness, headaches, you've got a big dose of spike that you need to deal with. And you have to get out of that environment to detox. It's that simple.
And a lot of people might say, well, easy for you guys to say, but I've got a mortgage to pay and I have a job. And we understand that. We're not telling anyone what to do. We're simply saying, here are the options as we see them. It's up to you.
Yeah, we didn't design this thing. But this is the name of the game. This is designed to make people sick.
It's called journalism, reporting the facts and reality as much as possible to the masses. And we're very grateful for the kind letters. All of you people who have written in to say nice things, thank you. It really matters. It encourages us. We know we're getting through to an awful lot of good people out there who have been victimized. We don't want anyone to get sick and die from this. It makes us, we feel horrible about it. But we're not going to lie or understate anything.
No.
That's not an ethical thing to do. And in a world without ethics, and we're happy to try to abide by some of them. Here is Dr. Mike Yeadon, former chief scientific officer of Pfizer. And you know who Mike is, you longtime listeners. Very courageous man. Tell us a little bit more about Mike as you see him now.
He was a former vice president at Pfizer, an immunologist, I believe, vaccinologist.
Yes. Yeah.
Realized early on that there was something very wrong with the way things were playing out with this pandemic. And I took the bull by the horns when he realized that there was nefarious intent here. It's quite obvious, and he has been very outspoken ever since. And he might have gone off the rails a little here and there, but he's made course corrections, and he's charging ahead, not letting it go. He's got his own Telegram channel now. He was paired up with Dr. Simon. But now he's on his own. It's called, I think, Mike Yeadon Solo Channel, if you want to check it out.
Uh-huh.
And he's writing every day.
He's a great warrior, a great fighter. Really has put his entire career, his reputation, right out there. And he is not afraid. And he is, I think, still moving ahead and learning more about the absolutely premeditated mass murder of a species on planet Earth. And not just us. We're not the only species suffering here. We suspect all mammalian species are potentially going to suffer. Zoo animals have died. We know that. We know dogs and cats have died. We know that. So, if this crap gets loose in the environment, can you spell ELE? Extinction level event?
They have already determined that spike, when it's added to an aquatic environment, is toxic to, I think in this case it was zebrafish, but probably anything that comes into contact with it.
You've been holding out on me. I hadn't heard that.
That was from a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be interesting. Why not? I guess, why not? Doesn't have to be a mammal. Put it in the environment and the organism takes it in.
A toxin is a toxin.
You got it. Yeah. All right, here's Mike Yeadon. He's out, I guess he's in the UK where he lives. He's out at a park, and somebody handed him a bullhorn, and he's laying it on the line. He'll speak, I guess, almost anywhere. And wonderful to see this. All right, here's Dr. Mike, or Michael, Yeadon.
WHO fraudulently called a pandemic. By the way, I don't think pandemics, certainly not of respiratory illnesses, they're not possible immunologically. So forget it. When they lie to you about flying Ebola, they're lying to you. So the three things that happened. in hospital, people were treated unsuitably and as a result died as a consequence. We all know they did. They were put on ventilators. That was never appropriate for people with open airways and intact chest walls. And all you bloody doctors who did that to people, you killed those people.
Yes.
Murder.
Yes.
In care homes and old people's homes, they were given sedatives and things that depress their respiration, and they died in great numbers. They were murdered.
Yes.
All you people who did that, you know you murdered your own guests, as it were, the people you were meant to be caring for.
Yes.
In the community, doctors were told, oh, you can't give you don't need antibiotics for a viral infection. So the number of prescriptions for antibiotics for chest infections fell through the floor. Tens of thousands of people died of bronchial bacterial pneumonia. I think you murdered your patients, you stupid doctors.
Yes.
And this has carried on.
Yes.
So having been lied to, and frightened to death, and restricted, locked down, and your economy destroyed, and murdered by stupid policies, the last thing I want to say is, the vaccines weren't designed to be harmful by accident. The whole world did not go into lockdown, a procedure never trialled before anywhere in the world simultaneously by accident. It happened because, presumably, people above us, I think well above our country, frankly, agreed together over a period of time this was the trick they were going to spring on the people of the world. Someone in every capital of the world could make the same speech. So there's a serious plot. It's been going on for years and years and years. And if you add together the lies, the economic destruction, the murder, and the deliberate harmful, intentional harm from the injectables, I'm afraid the only conclusion I come to is somebody up there wants to reduce the population. And if we don't start saying no to anything that we think is a stupid idea, we'll just be signing our own death warrant. The last thing I will say is this. I've given upwards of 150 interviews. The censorship on the internet is such that I will never reach the network of each individual standing here, not if I go for 1,000 years. The government and the media will never tell them the truth. That means you standing here, and you in the world, if you hear me, you are the last chance for humanity. If you do not persuade the significant percentage of the people you know and love, will lose. They're counting on that. So I'm counting on you to take your courage in your hand over days, weeks and months and keep grinding at it. Find a way to open the hearts and the minds of the people in your network that are not here today and don't know what's happening. And then, just by saying no, we'll push these foul, satanic lunatics, which is what they are, back in their boxes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, can you imagine that, really? The chief science officer, vice president of Pfizer, just a few, 2 years ago, I think, a little more than that, maybe, saying these things? What a turnaround.
Yeah.
That's an honest
man.
Well,
he had left Pfizer, and he had been a consultant for a number of years before he retired. But nonetheless, you know, he worked for this giant, and knew the ins and the outs, you know, being a VP.
Right. He knows how it works. He must be many times unable to sleep at night, thinking of what, 30 years he was on the other side of the fence and never really understood how evil the controllers of this industry are.
Mm.
This war on humanity, I don't think he could have conceived of it.
So I don't think most people in the lower echelons of these big corporations understand what they're participating in.
I think you're probably right. I just wonder about doctors. Anytime there's money involved.
Yes.
What was that we just saw recently? If a doctor can get 60% of his or her patient clientele injected, they get a big bonus.
Greg Reese put that little video together.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, they are incentivized to push these toxins on people.
I'd say bribed, but yes. Yeah, play ball, you get money.
And just look the other way or deny that these things are contributing to ill health, if not outright injury.
All those ventilators that were pressed into service and made on the fly, and they killed people with those. They killed
right.
people with the ventilators. They set them up with remdesivir so they'd be prescribed to go on a ventilator, which would kill them. This was, and no one's saying anything about this. This is a mass murder.
I know. Well, it's a big public secret. They know, but no one's talking about it.
We just had another vaccine approved. I just sent it to you the other day.
Oh, chikungunya?
Yesterday. Yeah, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, it's
wasn't
a mosquito-borne virus in the same family as Zika. And isn't it interesting that they've just released all those GMO mosquitoes in various parts of
Florida, Texas? I forget where else. Yeah, we're being literally genocided right in front of our own eyes. And forget the Congress. As I said last hour, we could have stopped this horror in Gaza by simply telling the state of Israel, you're not getting any more money, you're not getting any more weapons, nothing. Don't do it. But we didn't. We sent more bombs, sent $16 billion more. So we are just as guilty as the Zionist state of Israel for the horrific Holocaust going on in Gaza. It's us, not you and I, but it's our alleged government, which is not our government. The Obama-Biden regime has nothing to do with a legally elected presidential executive branch form of government. Nothing. We were overthrown. That's the truth. And no one will say anything about it. And as far as that goes, I don't know what the vote was in the Congress. It was something like 95% to send Israel this next tranche of money. It was way up there. So all of those bastards and bastardettes in the House of Representatives and the Senate, they're all guilty. They're paying for genocide with our money. They're not asking their constituents back home, what do you think we should do? They're not one of them doing that.
Oh, it's a whole criminal operation now.
It's not rehabilitatable either. You're not going to fix it. It's not fixable. So.
Well, someone said recently, we're not going to vote our way out of this.
No, and anybody talking about, we need to introduce a bill. They're so damn dumb, I can't believe it. The Congress is not going to do anything. You can go introduce all the bills you want.
Yeah, it's way late for that.
We're not that kind of society. The whole thing is so corrupted now. Even if you did introduce a bill, it'll never get out of committee if it's not okay. It'll never happen. So, whatever. All right. We have a whole lot of new reports from people, vaccine carnage, and it's what it is. And I think if you've been listening, you'll understand that there are dozens of pathways to end a life after giving one or more of these shots. That's the potential. Dozens.
It's interesting
crazy.
I just want to mention this study that came out from Yale University. The title of it, Vaccine Injured Are Highly Symptomatic with Poor Health. Preprint. As if we didn't already know this. But they're not calling it vaccine injury. They're calling it post-vaccine syndrome, PVS.
It's almost like it's a treatable illness.
Well, yes, it's a syndrome, you know, and implying that maybe some of it's psychological. It's all in your head.
SSRIs to the rescue. Antidepressants. Diazepam.
You can see what's coming. You know, there's going to be a whole new industry now treating these
bilking,
people.
Of bilking the dying.
Yeah.
That's what they're
bilking
doing.
Bilking them of whatever money they have left.
What's left?
Yeah, Mac has said the same thing. That they will spend their last dime trying to get well, and they'll have nothing to pass on to their offspring.
Oh, this is all by design.
I mean, there'll be no inheritance.
No, this is all by design, dear friends. Understand. The money ghouls, those bastards, are going to take every bit of wealth that they can from the dying, which they have made into dying people. It is so damned. It's a circle. You can draw the whole thing as a circle and just plot out points on this circle that lead to the next step. See where it's going.
And the DNA green. Contaminant thing is really, really being exploited now. Not that this isn't bad, but you can see that it's going to create an opportunity to do even more genetic interventions, CRISPR, in other words. They're going to convince people that, well, yeah, you have this gene incorporated into your DNA, and well, we can go in there and excise it out, and then maybe you won't get cancer, or if you do have cancer, we've got this other... So people are going to be led down this path that everything is based on genes and fixing genes and putting genes in and taking genes out.
Easy sell. You got it.
And it's interesting because it's, it contradicts a lot of the newer research in the field of cancer research, where they've done this experiment on more than one occasion, so it is reproducible. They take a nucleus of a, let me get this right, a sick cell. In other words, the cytoplasm is sick. It's dirty. It's polluted. It's just a sick cell. Mm-hmm. And if they take that nucleus out and put it into I'm messing this up now. Okay, let's take a damaged nucleus. Now, the nucleus is where the DNA, the genes, are housed inside the cell. Right. Okay, so let's just say that
that's
genes are damaged.
Yeah.
Yes. And so they're going to try to convince you that you have genetic damage and you need our treatments and you know, these further abominations to your body. But they've already shown that if you take a damaged nucleus and put it into a healthy cytoplasm, that nucleus will repair itself. You don't have to do anything. It has the code or the intelligence, I should say, to repair itself. And then
brilliant.
Conversely,
the body's incredible.
If you take a healthy nucleus, a nucleus that has perfectly fine DNA, there's nothing wrong with it, and put it into a dirty cell, well, the nucleus will take on the sickness of that cell. So the point of the story is that it's the environment that the nucleus or the DNA finds itself in that determines whether that cell lives or dies. So it's just a warning not to get caught up into this, you know, what do they call it, the somatic cell theory of cancer, where cancer comes from DNA damage. Well, DNA gets damaged all the time. But if you have the correct pH of a cell and the enough voltage in that cell, then that cell can repair itself.
The body is an astonishing compilation of advanced biological high tech. It can repair itself in so many ways if you just stop beating it up.
You give it what it needs and put it in a healthy environment.
Right.
The DNA has the ability to repair itself. You don't need their CRISPR technology.
Oh, that's not what they're going to say.
No, they want you to think it's all about genes.
No. They're going to hang it out there and people are going to jump for it. You watch. That's what's going to happen.
They will, because they don't know any better. They probably have the advertising ready to go.
I would bet on it. I agree. So if you're vax injured, again, sorry to say it, but we're just not seeing any examples of people who are severely or seriously symptomatically injured making it back to full vibrant health. This shot was not intended to allow that to happen. Whoever and whatever was behind the satanic wizardry behind this death weapon knew exactly what they were doing. And we include shedding in that every time. They had to have a way of collecting those who were vax refusers, who figured it out, and so shedding. They fit it right
into
a known paradigm.
Well, and they had vicious campaigns to deny that there was any contagion with this thing.
Horrible. The lies are just Mount Everest.
Yeah.
It's nonstop. And
it's been a battle, I would say, to get people to, or get people of influence, doctors, to acknowledge the shedding issue. I mean, the FLCCC finally did it. McCullough has done it. But not many.
No. And they're not going to beat that drum too long and too loudly. They'll go on to other things. When somebody presents with stage 4 turbo cancer, if there is even time to generate a protocol of treatment for that patient, you know what the treatment's going to be. It's the same old cut, slash, and burn and poison. That's what they're going to do. There's no way to treat turbo cancer with those technologies. Not only is there no time, but there's nothing to be done. There's a new wrinkle on the cancer block, and it's called turbo cancer. And we don't know yet how it's working, but it is violently vicious in its assault on the human body.
And relatively silent. These people really have no symptoms.
Stealth, all the way. Stealth, sickening. I hope all of you are standing firm with your knowledge, however much of it you have chosen to incorporate into your worldview, some from us, some from other places. You must stand firm. You must lead by example. You can't verbally talk a disbeliever into coming over to your side very often. It just doesn't happen. But if you lead by example, healthy life, happy life, show them you're wearing a mask in the supermarket. You've got little cotton gloves on. They say, why are you doing that? And you just point to the shopping cart handle. I said, look, even if there wasn't an issue with COVID here, I don't want all the germs that are on that handle in me. Do you? Oh, I hadn't thought about that. All day long, people are putting their hands on that handle, sweating and exuding any number of pathogens. And that's not to be, you're not being a germaphobe. There's nothing to do with that. All right. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of these crazy reports that are coming in. Now, some things are so unintentionally funny, ludicrously so, that you just kind of think about what you've just read and your jaw drops. I mean, you hear about these things and they're crazy. No one is putting anybody down here. But unless we, and I don't know any other platform that's doing this, unless we try and reach as many as we can by telling these stories, that yes, they're anecdotal, we understand that. If we don't bring the human factor forward, most people would just think it's the other guy, it's not me. Not me. Oh, yes, it's you. And with the holidays coming up and the fragmented, fractured families who are not going to be able to get together at Thanksgiving, or if they do, they're going to be shedding all over the turkey, etc. Okay? All right, let's see what we got here. Now,
I should preface this. These were some of the comments in a YouTube video not the one I just mentioned, a different one, again,
mm-hmm.
pertaining to how the immune system of those who have received the injections are eroding. Particularly, you know, the more vaccines or the more shots they get, the worse off they are in yeah. terms of their immune health.
All right. Take it from the top. Ladies first.
Okay. I lost my 17-year-old niece. She got the two mRNA and an additional booster required by the state for her to continue going to school. 20 days later, during her marching band practice, she had a massive heart attack and died. The doctors were shocked. She had two massive blood clots, but did not want to admit anything vaccine-related. She was healthy the year prior. I am still so incredibly pissed she felt forced to get it, even though the school and the state now deny forcing people to get it.
Liars.
Yeah.
Liars. Evil liars. Guilty of murder. All these governments. Of, by, and for the people. Uh-huh. Not quite. Go ahead. Do the first three.
All right. Next one. I'm a registered nurse in an emergency department in Southern California, and we are seeing a high rate of critically ill patients who are multi-vaxxed, and we have several nurses with medical issues. We have had an increase in cardiac arrests, more than I have ever seen in my 33 years of nursing. A lot of nurses will leave their jobs if there is another vaccine mandate, but that's what the cabal wants.
Smart lady. I mean, I'm thinking still about the first one you read. His poor 17-year-old girl tries out for marching band and makes it, and God, it drops dead.
I know.
Drops dead. This is so ludicrous, and it's become part of the social cultural landscape we live in now. That people, if they do even hear about these things, just that's too bad, but that's hear about that all the time, and they just don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's
I don't know.
Normalized.
Most of the colleges and universities now are still demanding vax.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they're taking out the next generation of young leaders. They're going to be gone. So here's
yep.
this nurse, 33 years, sounds like Nurse Ann. Same thing. She's seeing heart attacks all the time now, cardiac arrests, more than I have ever seen in my 33 years of nursing. Well, it's going to get worse. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
all right,
it
is. Go ahead.
Okay. My sister-in-law died within 5 days after her fifth jab. She got it along with my brother before their planned winter trip to Arizona.
Oh.
Each day after her jab, she got sicker and sicker. On the fourth day, she was put on life support. On Monday morning, the doctor told my brother that it was hopeless. Something is destroying all of her organs. They took her off life support, and she was gone 5 minutes later.
My God.
I know.
Right after her fifth shot. Now, that's another example, a testimonial to the success of the brainwashing and mind control that the evil, satanic elite exert over the masses. This woman should never have gotten 5 shots. Never. There's enough noise out there now that if you're on the internet at all, you're going to at least see it. And the real kicker is some of these people who die actually have said, oh, if only I'd gotten my fourth or fifth shot, I could have beat this.
Mm. Yeah, there is that mindset.
It boggles my mind. It's crazy. All right.
Oh, let me add this. I mentioned this to you earlier. That in one of the support groups, vax injury support groups, I guess there was a big spat that happened in the last 24 hours, and somebody complained to the admins that there was too much hate speech concerning the vax, Oh, now, bear in mind, this is a group that is set up for people who are been injured by these injections. Now, there are still believers out there. This was news to me. I just had to read this twice. That they believe that these injuries are long COVID and not related to the vax. So they're all offended when people start to talk about their injuries in relation to the injections.
Right.
And they complain to the admin about that. And that's how strong the belief is, or the desire to believe in these things, and that there couldn't be any nefarious intent with them.
Oh, no. No way. And just do remember that a lot of the truth is now being presented by a number of different platforms and vectors out there, because the evil that is behind this whole thing have already gotten their crap, their death vax, into the arms and bodies of over 6 billion people. So that what do they care? It's already done. They've got
yep.
it. All right, here's one. These things are just almost like ludicrously ridiculous, some of them. My father, through fear-mongering by his GP... his doctor had 2 jabs. He got the 3rd jab 3 months before it was even due. He had the 3rd on the 8th of December, 2021. He was dead on the 10th of December, 2021. This is a super healthy man prior to the jabs, but he had 2 massive hemorrhages on the brain and 2 massive strokes. And me, an anti-vaxxer, was told I was a fool and knew nothing by saying that he passed from the vaccine because I wanted an autopsy done. The whole family and hospital staff look at me like I belonged locked away as a crazy conspiracy theorist. Rest in peace, Dad. Now we see the truth.
It's horrible.
Yeah. My brother-in-law had...
I know, this is really outrageous.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at these people. You know that.
No, it's twisted. It's...
All right. My brother-in-law has had 5 boosters, which his doctors insisted he get because after the first jab and booster... he got a blood clot in one of the tiny veins in his eye, which is now blind. So give him 3 more. Hell yes. The pressure in his eye skyrocketed to 58, which is a marker, and he was in agony. And they wouldn't give him any painkillers except acetaminophen or something like that. Thanks to the Australian government making anything stronger than paracetamol, hard to get, extremely hard to get. He then was diagnosed with type... this guy, he's gone blind in one eye, right? Okay, he's lost his sight. He's in agony. He then was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which turned out to be type 2. And they had trouble diagnosing this because they discovered he had a rare form of blood cancer. Before they could work out which diabetes he had, they treated him for type 2, and he lost so much weight, he looked positively skeletal. Both he and my sister, I swear, have neurological damage as well. They just don't think logically like they used to. They have brain fog and are sick with different bugs all the time. Breaks my heart. They believe everything that one so-called specialist online says, spouting the BS fed to us by the mainstream media. I don't know who this specialist they believe, but there are a lot of them out there.
Oh, this it's probably Fauci or somebody.
I wouldn't be surprised. See, those people, all of those people who are behind this whole launch and everything, They 100% knew. They knew. Mm-hmm. How many of them have died? How many of them are suffering vax injuries? How many politicians have gone down to turbo cancer? They all knew. I'm sure a few didn't.
Yeah.
This is incredible. All right, there's one more here. Everyone who has taken this and surviving still have changed inside. It's almost like their empathy or compassion has completely disappeared. They are easily agitated and they are almost absent internally. Careless, like no one in the world, just careless. And strong, happy, healthy people now constantly complain about being tired and weak all the time. And they are over the top, touchy. It's weird. There's family affection and the hug and kiss when greeting, but it's over the top. And just 2 years ago, those same people were wearing muzzles and gloves and pepper spray to keep people away from them. It's like they want to spread what they've got onto the non-infected somehow.
Well, we've talked about that. Maybe.
Maybe they're
trying to recalibrate their DNA to what it used to be.
Don't know. I mean,
lots of ways of looking at that. I've noticed that, too. I just see it kind of as a loss of inhibition.
Yeah, I could see it. I'm not around people much, so I don't observe it. But yeah, family affection, hug and kiss when greeting. But it's over the top. In other words, too much hands-on, I guess. Too much contact is what he's saying. Just 2 years ago, these same people were wearing masks and gloves and carrying pepper spray to keep people far away from them. It's like they want to spread what they've got onto the non-infected people somehow. It's very, very strange. So psychological damage, you bet. And we've explained how and why, in all likelihood, that's going on. And it's just not going to stop. It's going to get worse. All right, number 7. Go right ahead.
My sister, who works in healthcare, chose not to resign. At this point, she's taken multiple shots and boosters and will continue to take them to keep her job. Though nothing has happened to her on the physical level, her psychology is now totally different. I no longer recognize her. She's turned into a stranger who lacks compassion and is full of hate and jealousy.
See, that's the second one. Compassion is gone in a number of people. Full of hate and jealousy. Anger. Yeah. Yeah. And many of you listening know people right now who have changed after taking these shots. Not a surprise. All right,
you know, they probably feel crummy. You know, if they're tired.
They're cranky. They don't feel good. You bet.
Right. And, you know, as more of this truth trickles out, you know, the angrier they're going to get.
I'm still waiting to see the vigilante justice angle of this whole nightmare show up. It's not showing up, much to my surprise.
I don't think we're going to hear about it. I know, I remember a couple, and there was a man whose son, his wife had taken the son behind his back and gotten the son vax, and he ended up with myocarditis. That was about a year ago. He went after the pharmacist, you know, verbally, not physically. Remember, he recorded the whole conversation with the pharmacist.
Yeah.
And then I did see another one in a newspaper in a certain area where I think it was the child, someone's child that was damaged from these things, and I think he went after the doctor, and that might have been physical, if I recall. But no, they're not going to publicize that.
No, you're right. Full of hate and jealousy. Wow. All right, number eight, I think we're on.
UK doctor's surgery this morning. I heard a lady say to the receptionist that the family wanted to book their COVID boosters, but was not sure of the timing. She said her husband had COVID at the moment, and the two boys had more or less recovered, and she had recovered about 3 weeks ago. I was amazed to hear her asking for more of the stuff. Clearly, she wants to kill off all their natural immunity as soon as possible.
How about kill off all of her family as soon as possible? This is really, these poor people, so sad. All right, onward.
I have a supervisor who's taken five of them. She was given a promotion. Her name was just put on the door of her office, and she had to leave before even moving into the office because of her aggressive cancer. Her partner passed around the same time. I also had many people I work with pass from cancer after receiving just one or two. One lady had a huge tumor the size of a grapefruit on her chin about 2 months after her second one, and she died a couple weeks later.
Oh, no. Oh, no. These are just beyond belief. And it's never, ever going to appear on the mainstream media. None of this. You're not going to hear this anywhere. All right. A good friend of mine was prodded and prodded by his wife to get the jab against his better judgment just because she got it. He was a healthy 71-year-old, just retired, and with a recent physical and a good bill of health. He complained about his left arm being sore after the shot and bothering him, and then died from a heart attack 2 weeks later. To add injury to insult, he had the COVID virus earlier that year and recovered on his own, thus having natural immunity. I get angry just thinking about this. Such a waste. What do you even say about this stuff? I don't know. Here's another one. A good friend of mine was... Whoops, that's the same one. Let me jump ahead here. Next one. Even in high school, there has been some changes for the worst after 2021. In 2,000-plus students, a school went from one... What is this? Went from
one to ten seizures
per year. Kids are stuttering and more forgetful than ever. So, okay, someone is trying to chip in here about high school. Let me read that again. Even in high school, there has been some changes for the worse after 2021. In a 2,000-plus student school, it went from one to two to 10 seizures per year. Kids are stuttering and more forgetful than ever. So there's brain fog, short-term memory loss. You got 10 seizures a year, school year, among the 2,000 students. It's ravaging. See, the young people are the future. That's the old line anyway. It's crazy. All right, someone says, I had one shot. I then, within 3 months, was diagnosed with right upper lung cancer. Then shortly afterward, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. I now have been diagnosed with kidney disease and a ground glass nodule in my left lung. That's the good lung. My healthy body, prior to that one injection, is slowly falling apart. See, you'll see these people out and about. Not maybe this guy or girl, whatever it is. But these people are just, they're being destroyed. And it's still ambulatory. So you won't know by looking about anyone's health. I got to read this again. I had one shot. And then, within 3 months, was diagnosed with right upper lung cancer Then shortly thereafter, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. I now have been diagnosed with kidney disease and a ground glass nodule in my left lung. My healthy body, prior to that one injection, is slowly falling apart. Yeah, it is. Mm. All right, go ahead. We got time for a couple more of these, I think.
All right. I'm 56 and fighting stage 4 cancer. I got the first 2 pokes, but not the 2 boosters. My daughter really wants me to get them, but now I'm scared to after hearing it revs up cancer. I had a very rare false positive COVID test. It was scary thinking I was going to get really sick. I don't know what to do. I don't want to disappoint my daughter either, as she's already worried about me so much due to my cancer and several other health issues. Thanks for listening. Well, the daughter really ought to educate herself on how these injections work.
Oh, awful. Just awful. All right, here's the last one. The modified version of Spike produced by the mRNA is stable despite ACE2 binding. Acts like a... Do we want to read this?
Yeah, this is somebody pontificating on how the vaccine is doing its damage.
Yeah, we'll pass on this.
It's somewhat technical. It's impressive, though. Somebody put some thought into it.
All right.
But no, let's go on to another.
Go ahead. You go.
My wife's nephew and his wife took the jab in order to keep their jobs. They were both in perfect health. He soon came down with pancreatic cancer and is now deceased. His wife is down to 89 pounds, and the doctors don't know why.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh. 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 You don't hear about any of this. It's all hidden.
Yeah.
Bastards hide all of it. Oh. All right, here's the last one. My mother was a real go-getter with lots of energy and no issues with lungs. Most recent scan was in 2019. Her and my dad both got the vax against my recommendation, and then the booster. Both got sick on both occasions. About 3 months after the vax and booster, my mom suddenly had interstitial lung disease. And her lung capacity quickly deteriorated, and she is now deceased roughly 1 year later. Well, I hope these are helping you out there understand that the big lie includes hiding all of this terrible, horrible carnage from the world. It's just not out there.
And No.
There's a lesson in it. And the lesson is something we've been trying to purvey for almost 3 years now. Stay the hell away from the vaxxed and don't even think about it.
No.
Aye. Incredible. All right. Anything you want to add? Oh, I wanted to say one thing about the chikungunya, this new chikungunya vaccine. There was a big story about it. It's released. It's approved. And I went through the whole story. There's not one word in there about mRNA. So I looked up and found a paper, and it's an mRNA vaccine, as they all are being converted or created to adhere to, that being the mRNA LNP platform. And it's a killer. So beware, beware. The flu vax is supposed to be coming out as an mRNA platformed vax as well. It's not out yet, I guess, but
no, it's not out yet. And people keep saying that you know, they're all mRNA now. No,
not yet.
No. It's still just the COVID one.
And chikungunya. All right. Yes.
Can I get that at CVS?
Yes, indeed. I'm sure you can. Good night. You did great as always. We're doing our best here.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
Back with more in just a few minutes. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.